AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an order to ban transgender troops.
President Trump signed an executive order revising Pentagon policy on transgender troops. In the order, the president claims service by transgender troops conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life. He talked about it at a House GOP retreat in Florida.
To ensure that we have the most lethal fighting force in the world, we will get transgender ideology the hell out of our military. It's going to be gone.
The president signed other orders to roll back military diversity programs. He calls Inauguration Day a turning point in American history.
We're ending years of incompetence, radicalism, and betrayal. And we're ushering in the most exhilarating era of reform and renewal in the 250-year history of our country.
A lawyer for transgender troops vows to fight and says the executive order is cruel and compromises the safety and security of the country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Elkhart, Indiana, police are investigating a deadly shooting in a Martin's supermarket. Jessica McBriar is a police spokeswoman.
There were two individuals pronounced deceased inside the store. An individual who's believed to be the suspect was also pronounced deceased.
The audio courtesy of ABC 57 News. Authorities say two officers were wounded. One has been treated and released, the other in stable condition. Two primaries in Florida today to fill the U.S. House seats of Congressman Mike Waltz and Matt Gaetz. Waltz is now President Trump's national security advisor, while Gaetz was briefly considered for attorney general. The general elections are set for April 1st. Michigan Senator Gary Peters has announced he will not seek a third term in 2026, creating a highly contested battleground seat. This is AP News. Coca-Cola is issuing a safety recall of soft drinks in Europe.
Coca-Cola is recalling some of its drinks in a number of European countries after higher than normal levels of the chlorate chemical were detected in bottles and cans at a Belgian production plant. Batches of Coca-Cola, Fanta, and Sprite are among recalled products in Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg. Coca-Cola also contacted authorities in France, Germany, and the UK, where a limited number of stock was shipped. Chlorate comes from disinfectants used in water treatment for food processing. The chemical has been linked to potentially serious health problems, but experts say consumers would have to drink a lot of any product contaminated with chlorate to suffer vomiting or other illness. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.